Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless. Welcome to Tea and Testimony with Tina and Lala. Yes, welcome, sis. Welcome. So I'm so excited to have you on our show, our podcast, Tea and Testimony, with us today. What an honor it is for you to grace our presence. Such a beautiful, mighty woman of God. If you do not know her, I'm going to give a moment for her to introduce herself, because we're talking about her today and Jesus, because that's all we got to talk about, right? Is Jesus, period. So I would love to introduce Lanicia Lala Jenkins to you now. Tell them a little bit about yourself as we proceed in our little conversation today.
Yes. So my name is Lala, Lanicia, well, better known as Lala Jenkins, and I am a Christian YouTube influencer. I'm from Dallas, well, actually Arlington. I'm from Arlington, Texas, and I've been on YouTube for about 4 years, just doing the Lord's work. And I do it full time now. So the Lord transitioned me out of corporate America into the YouTube space, into the ministry space. I have a ministry as well that is entitled The King's Daughters Ministry. So I have a ministry that the Lord has blessed me with. It's a women's ministry. And yeah, that's me.
Speaking of, I have her shirts.
Yay! Yes, The King's Daughter.
The King's Daughter. This is one of her shirts from her store. Yes. Make sure you tell people where they can get it.
Yes. So, Apostle.
Hopefully they got some.
I should have told you. I'm moving. I'm in transition.
Okay.
So I paused the store. But, you know, people can definitely sign up for the ministry, and I definitely will send an email when it's back for sale. But it's the King's Daughters Ministry.com. What's the website name? Apostle. I don't know the website name.
Well, we can link it. We can link it in the chat.
The King's Daughters.co. That's what it is. The King's Daughters.co. Co. There we go.
Girl, trust me, I got like several websites and like 12 emails. Okay, sis, listen, I'll be like, I don't know. And then I'll be like, what email? I don't know. I mix them up. I merge them together. I'm like, Lord, help me keep all of this stuff in order. So trust me, it's all good, but I had to represent. It's actually one of my favorites. Mm. It is truly one of my favorites. So I was like, my girl coming on today. So let me make sure I wrap her business. So forgive me, saints of God, saints and aints, whoever might be watching us or listening to us today. My voice is a little bit raspy. I sound like juvenile right now. But nonetheless, I be here in these streets with y'all on Tea and Testimony. So you might see me grab my mug, my little Tea and Testimony mug. It's been a while, actually, since I've drunk out of this mug, but because I've been really busy. But and we've kind of shifted our Tea and Testimony. We used to do it live. And so now you guys will have to catch them pre-recorded and upload it to our YouTube. And we haven't decided the day. I think we'll keep Thursdays because we were always coming on live on Thursdays for Tea and Testimony. So we'll just upload to our Tea and Testimony playlist on Thursdays on YouTube. So you can go and check that from week to week and see when we've uploaded a fresh new video for you to watch. And we talk about all of the things Jesus, but all of the things deliverance, right? Because that's what we do in these streets. And so I'm still preparing my cup, and I said, let me share a little bit. I am a tea girl. I am a tea girl, not a coffee girl. And Lala, are you a tea girl or a coffee girl?
I'm a neither.
You're a what?
I'm a neither girl.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into tea though. I am. I just, it's me. I'm really, it's kind of funny with warm drinks. I think that's what it is. Like hot cocoa, coffee, tea, anything warm, I'm kind of funny with now, but I'm actually coming into really liking tea now. So I'm I love like water. I'm a water person. This is just water. I love cold water.
Amen. Water is definitely good for you. I just recently got some new goodies, so I'm going to share with y'all some of my little tea goodies I got. So I love Tazo teas. Like, it's like my absolute favorite. And I like any type of tea, really. Green, black, whatever. Chamomile, I really do. And so today, I actually have, I'm going to share with y'all, because I'm going to tell y'all, I just recently discovered this. One of my spiritual daughters, I was visiting over her house, and she had like a plethora of teas, and I was like, oh my God. Right? And so she had me try this Asian Pear Harmony, and it's called Stash. It's by someone said Stash. You have to get this from the Asian market. It's not in the stores, like not in Kroger or anything like that. And so she surprised me because I fell in love with this Asian pear, and then I fell in love with this like peach and passion fruit that is like off the chain. Okay. This pear will have you changing your life. And so I usually use like, I like lemon and honey, and I love cinnamon in my tea. And so I went to the farmer's market because your girl been changing her diet up a little bit these days. And I'm trying to live healthy for Jesus because I got to take care of this temple.
Not too. Like,
it don't belong to me. But nonetheless, on my health journey, join me if you want to join me. But nonetheless, I found a farmer at the farmer's market that harvests these local bees honey, right? The local bees honey. And it's cinnamon infused. Ooh. It's the cinnamon infused. So I don't, let me turn it the right way. Lord Jesus.
Ooh, that looks good.
So it's cinnamon infused honey. And I have one that has apple, that actually has apple, but they have everything, watermelon, pomegranate, coffee infused, lavender, like all of the things. And so instead of having to put cinnamon in separate, because it's kind of powdery and sometimes it gets a little weird looking when you put it in your tea, but with the cinnamon infused honey, it will change your life. But my question is to the saints, maybe y'all can answer in my comments when y'all watch this video, is what do you do when your honey look like this?
I can answer.
What you do?
I get a knife and I pull it down.
That's what I do.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, that's what I do. But I thought to myself, Lord, there's got to be a better way. Like, there's got to be a better way. Because when you first get it, you know, it'd be all like, you know, doing this thing. And then all of the honeys do this.
You freeze up at the bottom.
Yeah, you know. And so I was like, maybe somebody can give me some tips, you know, maybe putting it in warm water. But, I don't want to make it go bad. Can honey go bad?
I don't know,
sis. I got all of the questions on tea and testimony. We just started with the tea. I can't even sip my tea yet because I'm over here fighting with what to put in my tea. But we're going to get to the testimony soon, y'all. I promise. But one other thing I wanted to share with you was I like lemon. I like lemon and honey, and I don't really put too much sugar, but I'll use like the stevia, or I like the turbinado. I just do, even though it's like rocks. Right. So make sure your tea is really, really hot and you stir it really, really good, because listen, otherwise you're going to be chomping on rocks. You might lose a tooth in the process. Let that not be you in these streets. But if it be you, God bless you. So I have this that I found, and it's called True Lemon. It's crystallized lemon. It's crystallized lemon, and it's for water, tea, and recipes. So you can cook with this. You can put this in your tea. You can even put it in water, and it's, you can take it with you, because you know how you like have to cut up lemons and put them in your water or make a big pitcher or something like that. So for you girlies on the go like me, sometimes I carry these, and I know people are into the Stanley cups right now, the $5 million Stanley cups. Like, these things been around for 500 years. What is the big deal? Nonetheless, baby, yeah. If you are a girl that's on the go, likes to drink your water with lemon, this will save your life on the go.
Find out. Okay.
Listen. And so it literally, I believe it is it one whole lemon? I don't know. But nonetheless, it is the crystallized lemon. And so, you know, she always got to be extra and bougie.
Oh, I love it.
Listen.
Okay. Links in the description box so we can get the tea. Can we get the honey? And can we get the lemon?
Listen, all of that just to get started here in 10 Testimony. But the real tea is the goodness of Jesus is what we came here for. So now that my voice is a little bit raspy, I might take a little sip here and there. Y'all be patient with your girl and we can get into today's 10 Testimony. Glory be to God. So let's share with the saints a little bit about how we met. So divine, right? So divine. Glory be to God. And so I'll let you start, Lala, because I said a lot. So yeah. I'll let you get started. And then, you know, every relationship has like my version, their version, right? And so they'll align. They're the same. But tell people how you found me and how we met.
So I believe it was the video that you did with Alexis. I feel like when she was talking about coming out of AKA, did y'all do a video on YouTube?
Y'all did.
And I remember why, that's the reason why, because I came out of Delta. And so a lot of times YouTube will suggest like denouncing testimonies and, you know, videos like this. So I came across the video that y'all two did together. And some reason, just the ministry kind of stuck in my mind. Because people started asking me on my channel about deliverance. And I took a deliverance class in school last year, but I was like, okay. I like, Lord, I don't feel like just because I took a class that I could start doing, being out there trying to cast them out. I got the tools, but I ain't ready to jump out.
Right.
Like people ask, I'm like, Lord, is this supposed to be, am I the one that's supposed to deliver them? And so
yes, let me answer you.
Oh yes, I know, but I was like, I don't want to get out there, and I legitimately don't really fully understand. It's one thing to study it, but when you get into it, it's a whole different ball game. So I was like, I ain't about to get beat up over the head by no demons because I have to stop and read my book. So right.
You led by the Holy Ghost.
I know, right. So
I help you.
Praise God. So I just kept hearing flawed and free. I kept hearing the Holy Ghost say like flawed and free. And I was like, oh, okay, let me go look on the website. And so I just kind of saved the website. And anytime anybody would ask for deliverance, I'd be like, here's a virtual, you know, ministry that you can go to. So I'm sending out flawed and free. And I literally didn't know anything about y'all, but except for just the video that I seen with Alexis and the Holy Ghost has said flawed and free ministry. And so I started to send it out. And people was going and people was, you know, coming back and saying, thank you so much for referring. Like Apostle Tina was amazing. The ministry was amazing. And I'm like, oh, glory to God. But I'm just going on about, oh, glory to God, going about my life. And finally, I think I felt like to send you a message. It was the same. Mm-hmm. It was the same time that you popped up on my live. And I was like, oh, Apostle Tina, blind and free. And so that same time, I think I had just sent you a message on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was, because every time somebody would say they went, I would always be like, I need to, you know, probably reach out. But I just got busy. And so I guess it was the time whenever the Lord was like, reach out. And so when I reached out and you popped up on my live, I was like, yes. Oh, Pastor Tina. And I told you that I sent you, I sent you a message.
You did.
And then that's when, you know, you responded. We went out to eat because we were in the same area. I literally had no idea where you were located. I was just following the Holy Ghost. It don't matter. You could be in London. You could be in Africa. The Lord says, send it there. I'm sending the people there.
That part. Listen, obedience is something else because, you know, the Holy Spirit will literally divinely orchestrate your steps. And sometimes you don't know the why, you know, or the reason why, and you find out later. Right. You find out later that it was someone or something that was connected to your journey, to your path, to what God had for you, you know, and if you didn't have an ear to hear, you could have missed it. Right. You could have missed it. And then you being obedient, you giving, helping others to get free. right? Without even having an opportunity to come through the ministry yourself, right? Which is what brings us here today. But like literally just following the Holy Spirit, because you could have been like, well, I don't know, God, let me check them out first. Let me make sure, let me this, let me that. But it was your blind obedience that not only got others free, but set yourself up in position to get your freedom. And this is what God always desires for us as kingdom partners and connections and kingdom collaborators, for us to yoke our faith and for us to yoke our assignments and for us to yoke our gifts and talents and really use them and utilize them to build, to advance the kingdom of God. And so we were never meant to move solo. We were never meant to be alone. But God truly has given us what my girlfriend calls Jesus in the skin. And I use it to this day because I never heard it like that way. And so I have a very, very intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, for those that know me and walk closely with me, as you walk with me as well. So you can attest to some of what I'm saying, that my relationship is so intimate with God that though I have him and he's with me and he covers and guides me and directs me and leads me in all things, he has sent many people, to include yourself, into my life for what he has commissioned to take place in the earth. And so because of that, I could be flawed and free, but flawed and free is not me, it's him. Mm-hmm. And it's so much bigger. Even your channel, even, you know, your platforms, even what God has given each and every one of us, you know, it is not for you to keep. And it is not for just yourself to get deliverance and get free and keep it to yourself. And that's a big part of why the Lord had me start this tea and testimony, because people were coming through the ministry, but we were not really in, you know, position other than those that were intimate to us, friends and family, to share our testimony. And the Lord told me, tea and testimony, right? Because he knows that I like tea, right? And the world for years, you know, we had this slogan, you know, about sipping tea and sharing tea. And it was always centered around gossip, right? It was always centered around, girl, what's the tea? Girl, what's the tea? You know, give me the tea. And the Lord, and I almost didn't follow through with the name because I said, Lord, I don't want people to think this is a gossip session. This is a slandering session. This is a exposing channel. You know what I'm saying? And he said, no, everything originates with me. I'm the sole creator of everything. And even though it's been used in a perverted way, I'm going to use it for my glory. And I said, you know what? Say less, God. Say less. And so you could check my channel for many of the testimonies, not about flawed and free. And it's not about just the platform and how we served the people of God, but it truly speaks to the power of God and what God desires. He doesn't desire any one of us to be bound. He does not desire any one of us to be stuck and stagnant. And so God's like, listen, I've come to set the captive free. Right? I've come to heal and deliver. And what's done is already done. So you're not waiting to be free. You're not waiting to be, you know, set free from the bonds of Satan. But God's already completed his work on the cross. He's already completed his work on the cross. And so all you have to do is say yes and receive your freedom and literally walk in it. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Give God your yes and move in the freedom that has already been secured for me and for you. And so this channel, this tea and testimony time was set up to encourage, was set up to inspire. It was set up to express God's love and setting us free from the ensnarements and the traps of Satan. And so I want everyone that watches this to know that this is about Jesus. This is about his work. This is about his will for your life. And if you find yourself in a place where, you know, you are tired of the evil cyclic patterns of your life and you feel like there's more and you feel like there's something that's holding on to me, something that's keeping me back, something's keeping me bound, something that's keeping me stuck, something's keeping me stagnant and still, I feel like I take three steps forward and five steps backward, and I just can't seem to see and to come to know Christ in the way that I desire. If it's your desire, please seek a deliverance ministry, whether it's this one or it's not. Seek the Holy Spirit, just as Lala was led by the Holy Spirit to communicate, right, what he had shown her regarding this ministry. And in that, we were able to come together and collaborate and to continue to do the work of the kingdom. So if that be you, please, you know, if you feel led to join this ministry, we are a very busy ministry. So I definitely don't want to deter anyone. But I do want to tell you that because we're extremely busy, and glory be to God, at the present moment, I don't know when people will watch this or the replay, but at the present moment, we've had to pause our application process because we are inundated with applicants.
Wow.
And so throughout the year, this is very common. We go through this. We've been going through this for several years, even as we've expanded our process and expanded kind of how we see and meet people's needs. And so the Lord has actually given us a plan. So no worries. The Lord has given us a plan and he's fleshing out the plan. And so we'll be doing face-to-face deliverances and we'll be doing that on our Freedom Fridays. And so if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you can come and get prayer and you can come and experience deliverance and be set free face-to-face as we come face-to-face with the Father on our Freedom Fridays. So make sure you subscribe to our email list so that you know when we have launched our space and meeting you and seeing you in Freedom Friday. And we will continue to offer virtual deliverances. We will not stop that. Myself and the rest of the deliverance ministers that are trained up in this ministry are available, waiting, and ready to partner and co-labor with you in your process and journey to deliverance and getting free. And so we've set up virtual sessions and we've set up virtual group deliverance sessions in this season. And so when the Lord allows us to resume our one-to-ones again, we will resume our one-to-ones. But because of the people, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And the harvest is great. And we want to meet the needs of everyone that is in need. And so we have not stopped doing deliverance. So if you go to our website and you're like, oh no, that we can't fill out an application, we just need to catch up on the ones that we have right now. And we will reopen our application process and proceed with continuing face-to-face deliverance and group deliverance virtually. So you're still going to get your freedom and you're still going to go through the process. So don't think you're going to escape the fasting process.
Come on.
With this process. So here at Flawed and Free, we don't do drive-through deliverance here. So if that's what you're looking for, this is not the ministry for that. Tell people, Lala, as I'm making a segue into this, because I think this sometimes is the most shocking when people come here, because I have yet to find a ministry that moves in this manner of deliverance. And I don't say this in a place of elitism. I'm saying this in a space that God has given me a mandate for deliverance, a mantle for deliverance. And not only that, he has had me to pioneer some processes and some things that I've never seen done. But as led by the Holy Spirit, we began our process that's ever evolving, because our God is an ever evolving, moving, living, alive God. And so if you came through this process 4 years ago, it looks way different now. And it's continuing to grow and expand. So tell people about your process in entering into deliverance?
My process was intense.
Tell the truth, shame the devil, sis, because the sis, I mean, spill the tea. Tell the truth.
I had to do it. I had to do it. So it wasn't, but it was needed. It was necessary. I had to do a, you know, the 21-day fasting period from 6 to 6. That was very, I've been 6 to 6 for 3 days a month, but not for 21 days. My Lord, it was very intense. But I will say that the Lord, He helped me through it. He was my strength. There was one day where I felt a little like I'm a little weak, but I kept going. I kept fasting and I made it for 21 days. I fasted and just seeking the Lord every morning. We had to do our journal entries every morning. And so I love that. And I was worshiping, praying, and I was, you know, disconnected pretty much from just trying to be as much as I could, because I am in a social media space.
That's right.
Trying to be disconnected as much as I can from just social media, not watching, you know, certain TV shows, wasn't watching YouTube like I usually do. So it was very like 21 days of like a consecration period. And it was good. It was amazing. It was intense, but it was amazing. The Lord was revealing a lot of things from my bloodline that I didn't understand, but I was, you know, it's not for me to understand because God knows all. And so I just kind of wrote it down in my journal entry. And when it was coming up during deliverance, I was like, I guess I heard that right. Cause He was calling some things out that I had, that the Holy Ghost was kind of revealing during the 20
years. Yes. My God, I'm glad that you spoke to the, you know, time of deliverance, because sometimes people are shocked by, you know, the time of deliverance. I meant the preparation for the deliverance. And the thing is with deliverance, you have to be an active participant in your deliverance. And so sometimes people think it's like a matrix solution, like red pill, blue pill. Like, I'm just going to pull up and I'm going to sit and receive prayer and the anointing of the pastor or prophet or teacher or apostle, whomever, right, is performing the deliverance. It's really a ministry of God's love. And it's a process of intercession and prayer. And so for those who've never even heard the word deliverance and are like, what are you talking about? Right. It's literal the kingdom of heaven invading the earth and manifesting God's will, which is your freedom, because what resides in heaven, right, does, and if it doesn't reside in the earth, we have the power to command that, right, and pull it down into the earth, because as sons of God, we have received a righteous inheritance, and God has adopted us into the royal priesthood, and as a priest, we are able to petition and go before God and make our requests known before God. And the Lord says that He will answer our prayers. Matthew 7:7 even says, if you ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. And at the end of the day, whatever you are in need of, if you need peace, if you're looking for joy, if you're looking to, you know, this isn't just about a man, a marriage, and a ministry, but this is about God's purpose and destiny coming to pass in accordance to His will. Because, of course, the Word of God says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we know sickness doesn't exist in heaven. Disease doesn't exist in heaven. Poverty doesn't exist in heaven. Debt does not exist in heaven, right? Brokenness does not exist in heaven, right? Hopelessness does not exist in heaven. And so if you're experiencing these things in the earth, you don't have to die to go to heaven to be happy. You don't have to die to go to heaven to be with God. You don't have to die to experience peace, right? And for some reason, historically, religion has taught us that we have to endure hardship and pain and trials and sorrow, right? And just be in it. And that was never God's design, ever, for the children of God, the sons of God, the daughters of the king to be struck with barrenness mm-hmm. and struck with deceit and unhappiness and all of the things. And so Satan would want you to think that there's no way out. Satan would want you to think that you're stuck with the problems and the pains of your past, and it's just not true. And so this ministry is literally God's ministry, Jesus's ministry in the earth. He cast out devils and he healed the sick. And it is God's divine order and plan for you to live and walk in his freedom in the earth as it is in heaven. And so this is what we do. We partner because it's not flawed and free, and it's not Lala, and it's not Daughters of the King, and it's not myself even that have the authority. Well, we have the authority, but it's because of Jesus and his authority that he has given to us mm-hmm. as kings in the earth. And so it's a shared governance and a shared authority and shared access, right, that we've inherited because we were adopted into the kingdom of heaven and into all of the manifestations of what he has and who he is. And now we have the authority to cast out demons, to heal the sick, right? And to heal the leper and all of the things that the Lord has commissioned every believer in the earth, not just the fivefold, not just pastors, not just apostles, not just teachers, but you as a mother can deliver your children. You as a wife can deliver your husband. You can deliver your family. You, and we do this through prayer and intercession. So as Lala mentioned, the 21-day fast, not everybody has to go through 21 days. There are some people that get 14. And I know some people are like, well, give me the 14. I don't determine that. The Holy Spirit determines that. So when you put your application in, we vet each application. We have witches all the time that try to infiltrate the process. And so many things, right? As trying to sneak and come in and hide and, you know, taint the oil, steal the virtue of God from the people of God. You know, this is what they do. They come into churches and they do all the things and they try to sing curses and things. So all that we do, we must be led by the Spirit of God. And so even as Lala, you were led to this ministry and you have led others to this ministry in obedience to God, this is how we continue our lives and our walk with God. And so I'm thankful and grateful to you for your blind obedience. And even as we have come to the point of where you're giving your testimony, if you could help somebody today with getting through the fasting process, I find whether it's 14 days or whether it's 21 days that people struggle the most with that. And so because you've gone through it, you've had some experience. So for the novice, they might be like, that ain't gonna help me. But for those that are novice or not, I just wanted you to share some tips and tricks that helped you through your process.
Whew. So I think for me, I think I may be a little bit different just because when I set my mind to it and that God has called me to, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's we pushing through. Like, amen. If God say 6 to 6, it's 6 to 6.
You are like,
so it's just, that's what it is, period. Regardless of if I'm hungry about 4 o'clock, I'm just gonna be hungry for 2 more hours. Let's just sit here 2 more hours. We just go, Lord, push me through. And so I just endure. But I will say, a lot of times I look at, like, I kind of give myself, like, sometimes I'll look about like 12 and I'm like, okay, I got, I'm halfway there. And so I'll kind of like, you know, or two, you know, I'm kind of checking the time, like I'm almost there, just to kind of encourage myself. And even if I'm, you know, even if I got a little ways, I'm still closer than what I was at 6 a.m. So I always look at it like I'm closer, God. And we're just going to keep pressing forward. And I keep my mind on Jesus. I keep my mind on Jesus and knowing that this is what Jesus has called me to. And so if God called me to it, he's going to, number one, walk me through it. But I also just don't want to disappoint my Father. And I don't want me to give in to the the fasting and that affect my deliverance. And so I was always thinking about this is generational. Like this 21 days is affecting my bloodline. So can I not set 21 days aside to have generations free? Yes, I can. It's nothing to what's going to happen from this fast, from this deliverance. And so I just kind of, that was my mindset.
Amen. I love that. I really love that. And so, you know, I'm the same way. And was I always that way? No. Right. I wasn't. It was a journey for me. And so I could share a tip or two that I know that I've experienced in the past. And even that I've shared with others that maybe aren't as seasoned or don't feel like they have the willpower or they feel like they have the strength. First things first is we can't do anything in our own. Hey, Freedom Fighters, it's Tina, your host from Flawed and Free Podcast. Are you experiencing spiritual attacks in your dreams? Do you have questions about spiritual warfare and deliverance? Or are you just seeking Holy Spirit-led advice and wise counsel? I have great news for you. We are now offering one-to-one consultations to set you on the right path to purpose. Why struggle alone in your own thoughts when we together are a part of the body of Christ? Therefore, we must help one another. So as one of his servants, it would be a pleasure to support you on your journey from your now to your next. Go today, do not delay, and book your consultation with me. You can go to theflawedandfree.com, or I will put the link in the episode description of this podcast, and you can go there and book your session with me. God bless.
Strength. That's the first key to failure to anything in life, is to do it alone. And so I wouldn't say share with everybody that you're fasting, but find you an accountability partner and someone that you trust. Someone that you trust, whether it's a spiritual leader, a spiritual parent, a counselor, someone that you trust spiritually, not just anybody, but someone that you trust spiritually that will intercede for you, that will turn down maybe their plate for a day or two with you in your process. Or if you're married, of course, you need your husband's permission to fast. But nonetheless, let somebody know, right, that you're going through the process so that they can help lift your arms in those moments that you feel weak and that you need someone to help you pray. Another thing that I have found with extended fast that helped me is counting days never worked for me in the past. Now they don't bother me at all. But 21 days to me is a month, right? Like it's a month. And so when you count day by day, it seems like they go, like each day is so long because you're trying to get through the 12 hours.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is I would only look at the start date and the end date. I would look at the start date and the end date, and that's it. And I would not count the days down, because the days that were really tough would frustrate me, because I'm like, I got 15 more days of this, right? And so I know that for myself, and maybe for some of you that are watching us, that for me, that worked for me, looking at the start date and the end date, because I know that the end date's really not the end, it's the beginning. And so I would look at that end date like, this is the beginning of my freedom. This is the beginning, even though your deliverance actually starts day one of your fast, because you're going through deliverance. There's self-deliverance, and there's so much happening over those 14 to 21 days that even before you get to D-Day, right, and you actually experience the time of intercessory prayer with a team member of this ministry, God has already begun to deliver you. Can you share some of your experiences with that self-deliverance, those moments where you know that God met you in that fast?
Yes, I can definitely say in the morning times when I was you know, I was going over the scriptures because we, you know, had to write out, you know, what we're doing, like the sins and the scriptures, and then going over some of just the prayers. And so I was repenting and asking the Lord for forgiveness. And then I was just kind of praying in the spirit, and I would just be yawning. I'd just be yawning. Just yes. Quiet. I'm going through deliverance. And I also could feel like something was going on with like my heart. I always felt like there was some movement in my heart during that time. And I don't know what that symbolizes, but I definitely felt like my heart was just like beating kind of different. It was doing some movement in here. And so I was feeling it was only during that time in the morning time when I was, you know, reading the scriptures, repenting, praying in the spirit. I will feel that movement and just a lot of yawning. So when you text me and said, I can already tell your deliverance started, I was like, yeah, I can feel it. I'm yawning like crazy. Them spirits coming out in Jesus' name. And so that's what I was really experiencing. I don't know if I expected that.
Right. No. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. that's what was going on. The Lord was, he was having a time when I was in prayers.
That right there is such a key thing to know and to understand, because there are different manifestations of the evacuation of demons, and demons are expelled. Demons are expelled and they're exhaled. So just as there's a door, you come in a door, you go out a door, right? And so in the realm of the spirit, there are doors and there are windows and there's houses and homes and so much more. And so the enemy has to have a door to come into your life. And whether that's generational or whether that's through the iniquity of the bloodline, whether that's through your own personal sin and transgressions, nonetheless, there's a door that's been opened. And so in order to leave a space, you must exit that door. And so we have exits of our body, and naturally so, one of the exits we know is our bottom half, our bottoms, yeah. Right? And so another exit is our mouth, right? Mm-hmm. And it's also an entrance, right? It's also a door. It's right. It's a door because you got to open your mouth in order to eat and to digest food, to get in your belly, and then to evacuate, right? To exit. And so this is the natural order that our bodies have been made. So why would we not think that demonic spirits would have to leave, right? Yeah. Or like it would be within the order that God has made us. And so just as Jesus breathed into Adam's nostrils, that was the breath of life that was being inhaled by God. And the breath of God, the Ruach HaKodesh, breath of God, brings and breathes life. And so when God gives life, he breathes over us. He breathes into our atmospheres. He breathes into our hearts. He breathes the breath of life. Yep. And with demons, they're expelled and exhaled. And so their exit is through one of those ways. So people will say that some people belch. Mm-hmm. Some people belch and burp. Some people pass gas. Some people yawn. They open their mouth and demons come out, you know. And some people cry, mm-hmm. right? Some people, and so you're experiencing deliverance and you can feel it in your heart. You spoke to the heart posture because God deals with the heart, right? Because out of the heart, what? The mouth speaks out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks. Yes. Why? The heart's connected to the mouth. Mm. So when God is moving in your heart, it's going to change the way you speak. And so what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. So if you're demonized and you are full of the things of the enemy that are filling your heart, that's what comes out. And so in deliverance, even as you were yawning and going through the process of prayer and repentance and confession and transparency with God, God was beginning to move in your heart, and he was beginning to then deliver you right there where you were. And so deliverance doesn't just start here in prayer and fasting. And it doesn't even end on D-Day, because I told you that that is actually the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at the end of your fast, like, this is the beginning of my next. This is the beginning of my new. This is the new journey that I'm on. This is a new path that I'm taking, that I'm not just fasting and praying to get to the end and walk away. Because one thing about this ministry, as I want to always be very transparent about, is that I don't want you to just get deliverance. I want you to maintain your deliverance and keep your deliverance. Because Matthew 12, 43 through 45 makes it very clear that when these demons leave, and if you don't fill your house with the things of God, and you don't continue this journey, and you don't fill your house with the Spirit of the living God, and you don't continue your lifestyle of prayer and fasting, and you don't continue to meditate upon the Word of God, and you leave your house empty and void, it leaves space now for something else to inhabit and to take domain, to take dominion in your home. And so these type, it says, seven times more wicked will return, because they want to come back to the place and the space that they once lived. And so the enemy will send seven times more wicked demons for the ones that left. And so for those that have had declined applications, it wasn't because you weren't worthy of deliverance. It wasn't because it may have been the wrong time and the wrong season. And so there may be some things that God wants to do and deal with in your life to prepare you for deliverance, so that you are not returning back to your own vomit. So you are not having reoccurrence, and you are not reopening doors to demons that would cause you to fall into a stronghold that's even harder to be set free from. God loves us so much. He knows the time. He knows the season. And so we have to be led by the Spirit of God as to not only where we get deliverance, but when we get deliverance. Mm-hmm. And so in Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, it says, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to read it in Amplified version. Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. And so as I read, if you guys have your Bibles and you want to read for yourself and allow the Lord to give you your own revelation, I can explain as to why the Lord implementing this fasted process for Flawed and Free for people's deliverance. One thing is true, is that we're dealing with ancient and ancestral demons, and demons that have been attached to the iniquities of your bloodline. And they're very, very, very strong. But the greatest stronghold is God. Mm-hmm. No greater stronghold. And if there's a demonic stronghold, there's a godly stronghold. And the godly stronghold is Jesus. And because he's stronger, he's mightier than any demonic stronghold in your life. He can overpower and dethrone the enemy through deliverance and the ministry of deliverance. And so we don't focus on the demonic stronghold, but we focus on the chief cornerstone, and we focus on the strong tower, which is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We focus on the deliverer. And so Matthew 17, 21 says, I'm in the Amplified now. I read first out of KJV. It says, "But this kind of demon does not go out except by prayer and fasting." I could end the live right here, even though I'm not live. I could literally end this right here, because the Word of God says that. Mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. I'm not just saying this just to say it. I'm not forcing you to fast, right? Because a lot of people get angry, but we know it's a demonic spirit. And they're like, "Why?" This lady said one time, "Why are you making me fast? And I called this other ministry and they didn't make me fast. I called Isaiah Saldivar and I didn't have to fast," right? And I've explained to them what I just explained to our audience, mm-hmm. that Matthew 12, 43 to 45 is why you don't want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And so many other scriptures. For the sake of time, I'm not doing a teaching just on deliverance. I'm going to do a series on deliverance on YouTube. Just helping people to prepare, to understand, and to explain the ministry of deliverance and what it is a bit more in the seasons to come. But nonetheless, I just read to you in the scripture that says that this kind of demon, so this clearly states to us that there's different kinds,
mm-hmm.
that there's different ranks, there's different authorities, there's different, so you might have some low level demons that are executed, are evacuated, are evicted, right? And cast out into the abyss. But there are demons that you cannot cast out in one prayer. It's not going to happen. And I'm here to tell you, I know this for a fact, especially when you're dealing with generational bloodline demons that have been in your family for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about just a few generations, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It is going to take more than you approaching an altar one time, raising your hands and getting 3 minutes of prayer.
That's it. That's right.
So we know by the scripture that there are different types, different rankings, and different kinds. And the word, the Lord, it's in red. So the Lord Jesus has told us that these kind, because the disciples was trying to figure out why we can't get this demon out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. What's going on? And there was a lot of things going on in the scripture. There were several things that became an issue. One was faith. And so some people hinder their deliverance because of their lack of faith and belief. And so some people, it's because, so when we combine our faith, when we combine our faith with the will and the works of Jesus, and we allow prayer and fasting, God has given us the blueprint for deliverance. Period.
Yeah.
He's given us the blueprint. And so this ministry follows the gospel of Jesus as the true ecclesia. Everything I've gotten that I do in this deliverance has come from the word of God. And so if you're asking me why you have to fast for your deliverance, that's why. If you're asking me, can I not do this? Can I cut this? Can I cut my fast short? Can I this? The answer is no.
Yeah.
At least here in Florida for me.
Stop asking.
Okay. So unfortunately, I'm not being funny. I'm being realistic. You know, I'm laughing because I'm just saying. But the Lord will give you the strength and the power to persevere, to endure. And this is why I have you guys do the confession, the repentance, the renunciation,
yes,
over the time of fasting. Because things are revealed that are rooted, mm-hmm, in secrecy, that a lot of people don't know. And when you're asking for prayer, you're trying to be set free from the fruit,
yes,
but not from the root. And when you are fasting and praying, you can hear God like you've never heard God before. You can see God and sense God like you've never heard before. Mm-hmm. So it's better to be strategic in identifying and uprooting the root of the bloodline curses and all of the things so that you're not getting deliverance every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that you're not fighting for 10 years to get what you could get through prayer and fasting. So there's so many things that I could discuss when it comes to that. But as we discuss the process of fasting in the ministry, I wanted to make it clear that why it's important and why we must partner. And this ministry is a partner to the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm,
and to you, Lala, and to the others that have come and to those that are coming. Mm-hmm. And so it is not by my might. It is not by my power.
Yes.
It is by the might and the power of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm,
that allows us to move and to have our being in him. Because apart from him, we are nothing and we can do nothing. Mm-hmm. So we need him in all things, every day, all day. So as you completed your fasting process, as we prepare to even close out our conversation today, can you share how your actual D-Day went, how your deliverance went? Because we do operate in the courts of heaven.
Yes.
And there may be questions about that that I'd like you to answer, or I can answer if I can, if you want. But more so as to the actual process of being delivered. How did that look for you?
That was, you know what, I thought it was phenomenal. I thought it went, it flowed very seamless. And how we, you know, we went through like the repentance, and we even did like some declarations. We was letting Satan know that we belong to Jesus.
Yes, come through.
Satan, you gotta say this. Well, look, you know.
You gotta go, and I mean now.
I had, yeah, right. So I was like,
or okay, else.
Save with my chance. So and then just even how you know, you explained it, it's a ministry of love. And you said, just to receive, don't try to partner, because I definitely was going to come up in here trying to pray in the spirit. But you were just saying, you know, just receive, just, you know, allow, basically, you know, the Holy Ghost just to, you know, do the work. And so I was just kind of, you know, there while you were, you know, doing a deliverance. And I could feel a lot of movement in the spirit happening is what I could feel. It felt like it was a lot going on in my like apartment, but I couldn't see it, but I could feel it. It was just like, what y'all doing up in there?
That was like too much fire.
Maybe, yeah, it was a lot. I could definitely tell that there was like a war going on in the spirit during deliverance.
Wow.
And, you know, I was definitely praying. I told the Lord, I don't want to be out here turning flips and doing all of that, you know, because, you know, we see the videos. And so that make you think that everybody out here turning flips, crawling up the wall, you know, just talking, you know, demons just talking. But I mean, that does happen. It does. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
It does.
I just didn't want that for me. I was like, I just don't want to be out here crawling on the wall, messing up my pictures and my, you know. The Lord honored my request, and I was mostly just, you know, coughing a lot, like coughing spells. That was it. And I was grateful that it wasn't anything too, like, I didn't want to be out here just doing gymnastics. So it was
more, you're like, you didn't want no undignified deliverance.
I did not want to be out here crawling, running out the door, and you having to yell, and I had to come back in. Like, I just didn't want to. It was in my mind, I was like, I just, Lord, please don't let this be like that. And it wasn't. Glory be to God. I was not crawling the wall. And so I really was just honestly just coughing and just being aware of like what you were calling out was just very, you know, informative, not knowing if that was, I even had that. We don't know what all we have going on in, you know, in our bodies.
We don't know.
Our soul, you know.
Yes.
So calling that out was very informative, and just I really was feeling the love of Jesus during the entire deliverance. Yes. I definitely was. It wasn't like I didn't feel like I was being abused. I didn't feel like there was any, you know, it was excessive. I really felt love. I really felt love, especially from you, Apostle. I could tell you that the love, like, you go, hey, she gonna be free because that's my sis, and the Lord. Yes. So come on out, everything, come out
now,
right?
Or else,
right?
Get up off my baby life,
right?
And her family, and her future.
Future.
And you over there, you too. And you that's over there thinking about it, get your stuff too. Listen, right. Yeah. Baby, listen, baby, because we were stomping in them spiritual streets.
For real.
Listen, swirling and twirling. Thumping and stomping, because she wear Tim's in the spirit.
Yeah.
Timberland boots.
Yeah.
With steel toe.
Yeah.
Stomping on the devil.
Oh, you was.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me tell you what you ain't finna do. Let me tell you what my God finna do.
know that's right.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Let me tell you what you ain't gonna do. Not now, another second. Not now, another day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you know who he be. Yeshua HaMashiach. Get it right.
Yep.
Because my daddy don't play that. And he don't play about his daughters.
No.
You are daughters of the King.
Yep.
And when I tell you, when my daddy pull up, when he pull up, everybody scatter.
Everybody got to go.
Everybody scatter. Everybody that's chattering got to scatter.
That's what
in the name of Jesus. And so I just love how our daddy defends us.
Yes.
I just love how our father sets us free from the traps, right? And how he just pours his love on us and how he just ministers to us and how he provides and cares for us. And so this is the best job I've ever had.
Yes. Yeah.
I loved being a nurse. I loved being a nurse practitioner, but this assignment for God, as I have many others, other than just deliverance, but doing the work of God, I love God and I love God's people so much. And I just do. And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to be trusted by God to set the captives free in his name, because I can't do it in my name.
Yeah, right.
The demons won't move.
Right, they not.
In his name, all I have to do is call on his name and demons flee.
They gone.
Call on his name and people are healed.
Mm-hmm.
Call on his name and he rescues us from the pits of hell. And how can you not love him? How can you not look for him? How can you not desire him when he desires us so much? And he just wants time.
Mm-hmm.
He don't even want your works and your talent. He just wants your time. He don't want your money. He don't want nothing from you but your time and your yes. So if anybody is watching this and they're like, how do I get deliverance? How do I get set free? Well, one of the markers of deliverance is it being the children's bread.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be his to receive from him. And if you are not his and you desire to be his, we want to pray in partnership with the prayer of salvation over your life.
Mm-hmm.
That first you could be justified by the power of the blood so that you could go through the process of deliverance to be sanctified and to be washed in his blood and to be able to walk in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to walk in the commission God has for your life, for your family, and for your future. And so if you are someone who has not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're watching this and you're like, I don't even know if this will work. I don't even know if trusting God will give me what I need. Here's one testimony that has told you that she's been delivered and set free from the bondages of her bloodline, from the bondages of sin and pain, and even all that she endured that she was unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
A faithful follower of Christ, a Christian YouTube influencer, still is, and a daughter of the King. And even with all of the titles and all of the assignments and all of the many things that you are, that you needed him, you needed the help of the Holy Spirit, you needed to be delivered, you needed for not just yourself, but for your family and for your bloodline, and that it was worth it
to mm-hmm. turn down your plate. It was worth it to sacrifice, but it was obedience that got you through to the sacrifice. It was the obedience that God was then able to, through you, deliver you, and not just you, but your past generations, your future generations, and all of the things that God wanted to free you from so that you could easily, right? For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So God never meant for any of us to live a burdensome lifestyle. All he is asking for us to say yes and yoke. Say yes and yoke. Just give me your hand and say yes to me. So I'm asking those that may be unbelievers that you can agree with me right now and say yes to God. Say yes, Father, I repent. And just repeat after me and say, I repent for the sin, the iniquities, the transgressions, and the trespasses of myself and my family and my forefathers, all the way back to Adam and Eve. And Father, I believe that you can deliver me. I believe that you can heal me. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you are alive and that you died, and that though you were buried, you resurrected with all power in your hands. And the resurrection power is the power of God that I receive now as you set me free from the law of sin and death, and you receive the spirit of life and everything that comes with life in Christ Jesus, that the old man is now passed away and you will now become a new creature in Christ. You are now becoming new in him. You will now, as of this confession, as you have repented, not only for yourself, but you have opened your heart to believe and to receive. Remember, deliverance is the children's bread. And even as the disciples were unable to deliver and cast the demon out, it was faith that stood in the way of their belief. But God said, even in those scriptures reading up to Matthew 20, verse 21, that by faith, only the size of a mustard seed, God requested and asked. For faith the size of a mustard seed, which is very small. So your faith doesn't even have to be that big. All you have to do is say, God, as we pray today, I believe by faith. I believe by faith you are who you say you are. I believe by faith that you have ascended into heavenly realms and that I am seated with you in heavenly places. And I thank you, Father, for the adoption that is taking place right now. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to be a part of your family and to receive the inheritance as a child, as a son of God, as a daughter of the King. I thank you, Father. Right now, I decree and declare that it is so, and so it shall be, and that it is established this day that you are now a daughter of the King. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for deliverance and healing, restoration, and the renewing of the mind and the transformation that will take place, not only in Lala's life, but in all of the people that Lala is called to, all of the people that she will touch and deliver and pray and partner with in the days that are coming. That your name, Father, will be glorified. That your will come to pass because of not just her sacrifice, but her obedience, her yes, and her yoking by faith in agreement with the divine will of God. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence and to give testimony of your goodness that will inspire and encourage someone else to come to you. Father, we even move ourselves out of the way We move ourselves out of the way. And we ask you, oh God, to have your way in our platforms, in our ministries, in our marriage, in our minds, in our mouths, and in the members of our body, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, that we yield our lives as living sacrifices unto you, holy and acceptable. Father, we just thank you for your divine wisdom coming to pass, your will, your plan, your purpose, and our destiny being made manifest in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise all of the days of our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Yes. To God be the glory. We're going to give them a round of applause, a hand clap of praise, and all of the things. So, Lala, I love you.
I love you.
What a divine connection God has made with the two of us. And as we continue this kingdom work, as we continue to plow these spiritual streets, both virtually, face-to-face, and in person, I thank God for your life, and I honor you as my sister and the work and that he's called upon you. You got my support. You got my back. I got your back. I got your side, your front, and all of the things. Glory be to God. So I just thank you for agreeing to come on and to give your testimony for Revelations 12 and 11 says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah. And the word of our testimony. So thank you for coming on Tea and Testimony. May God bless you all. May God keep you. May God cover you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Until next time on Tea and Testimony. Love you, sis.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can cash app us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.